From the College of Charleston, I'm Jeanette Quinn with South Carolina Public Radio. Last year, in the wake of the Emanuel AME murders, I spoke with Joy Vandervoort Cobb. She's an associate professor of theater here at the College of Charleston. 1 year later, she reflects on her experience in Charleston since the tragedy. Experiences like that of forgiveness.
In the beauty and the grace of the families saying, "We forgive you," I think so many people misunderstood what that meant. These are Christians. It's our duty. It's what we do. It doesn't mean we excuse you. We're okay now. We're going to go back to the kitchen and cook some greens and chicken. And I think in that forgiveness and perhaps the misinterpretation of what that forgiveness meant, there was a need in the community to march, as we did, to hold hands across the bridges and all that sort of thing, to say I love you to a neighbor you may have not spoken to, etc., to say how can I help. But in my estimation, as time has gone by, I don't see very much of a change in any systemic way, in any way that allows me to sleep any easier at night, knowing that my son works until 2 o'clock in the morning and what's it going to be like for him to get home. You don't know. He's a big guy. You know, he's got this short hair. You might think, this could be a problem. This could be a problem. Not knowing that this is the gentlest man that you may ever meet. My fears have not abated. I mean, I think there's a certain awareness now, a larger awareness, an awareness outside of the African-American community, that here in Charleston, there are some issues. Here in South Carolina, there are some issues in terms of race and poverty and some real old business that should have been taken care of a long time ago. So I think that this massacre brought an awareness, but the fact that it was in a church, the safest place in America, and then a massacre, this place we go for healing and the word and for community, has always been historically a place where we go often to hide, to discover, to learn, to grow. I think that might have been a bit of what was so universally stultifying about it. You know, my kids call me Mommy. The students often call me Mama Joy. If I'm speaking to them out of some tragedy, often they will say, "But why? But why?" And they think, well, that's generational. That's your issue. But then they see Sandra Bland. They see a Trayvon Martin. They see things that can't be hidden any longer because everybody's got a camera on their phone. And they want to know why and how. I mean, one person begins allyship through their personhood, and that one person teaches another person who teaches another person who teaches another person, and prayerfully then, change comes.
If you'd like to hear the original conversation or share this with someone else, you can do that at southcarolinapublicradio.org. From the College of Charleston, I'm Jeanette Gwen for South Carolina Public Radio.